Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Alan C's here. Alan is a great member of our Brain Trust, Principal and Chief Marketing Officer at CMO Temps LLC. Forbes named him one of the top 50 most influential chief marketing officers on social media. And the 2015 American Marketing Association Content Marketer of the Year. How about that? So that makes him king, right? Since content is king, if he's the Content Marketer of the Year, that makes him king by definition, right? King Alan C., welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. I always enjoy this conversation, so thanks for having me.
So, and you've been coronated here today, too. So
exactly. Thank
congratulations.
You so much.
See how far that goes with your kids, right?
right.
Hey, Alan, give us a little bit of a. We're going to talk about something a little bit different in a few minutes, but before we do, give us a little bit of a tour of what you're seeing across the landscape out there with regard to social media. What if you had to give social media a grade or tell us where you think things are, what would you say?
Well, at this point I would, and it's hard to say it this way because having a little bit of an academic background in teaching at the university level as an associate faculty member, I would still give it maybe a C, average. And
that's an honest answer. I appreciate that.
Sure.
That's what we expect around here. Go ahead.
I think there's still too many brands, too many individuals are using social media more towards the spray and pray and blast rather than truly thinking of it in that one-to-one type of marketing.
They're not. You're giving it a C because of us, not because of the media.
Yes,
is that what
I'm
you're saying?
That
grade's not about social media. You're talking about the social media users. Is that what this is for?
Exactly. Now, as far as a channel, it's an A plus. As far as social media as a channel, you know, companies that are not engaged in social media are making a big mistake. But as far as the people, as far as the marketers leveraging social media, I think there's still some learning to do
at a C level. And so what you're saying is there's, if I understand you correctly, it sounds like you're saying they're still thinking, they've still got traditional marketing in their head when they plug into social media platforms, when what they should be doing is thinking about nurturing.
Exactly. Still, the focus is on, you know, me, rather than what's in it for you. And until marketers can start thinking about social media and what a great channel it is for nurturing, for building trust, in order to lead to a deeper engagement.
If you had to make that observation, would you differentiate between big businesses and small businesses on that grade?
It would be easy for me to say yes. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to say no.
Yeah.
I think that so many times, often a small business, just like a large business, is just as likely to misuse social media marketing automation type tools in the wrong way and lose the benefit that they could be getting if they were, you know, using it in the right way.
Would you agree with me when I say that if nurturing is one of the key fundamentals of successful social media practicing, if that's true, you can comment on that in a second. No one is better and more natural and can benefit from that and be more successful with it than a small business can. Than a small business can. What do you think?
I think you're spot on. Just by nature, a small business has the opportunity to really get to know and build trust at a level that a larger business, you know, would struggle with at best.
Because nurture is granular. It's high touch, isn't it? And small businesses can do that.
They're in a perfect position to be able to do that.
And yet, it's really sad, isn't it, Alan? When we see small businesses that act like a big business on social media, which means that they basically are wasting all their advantages.
They, you know, really are. And much to your speaking to your book, law number three: a small business is not a little big business.
That's right. Well said. Yeah, and so what do we do about that? How do we fix that? Did we lose Alan? So we're getting back. They're having storms where he is right now. I think that's part of the issue. But I guess that'll teach him to quote me again, won't it? Oh, it's funny. Anyway, so here's the thing, folks. Think about what Alan just said. Think about what we're just talking about. I've said this for years. As much as you've heard me be critical and skeptical and cautionary and sarcastic even, maybe sarcastic a lot, about the social media platforms, you've never heard me say, don't use them. You've never heard me say, don't take advantage of them. You've always heard me say, absolutely you have to do that, and you have to, and this is how you build a customer base these days. Because the traditional way of reaching customers was by going out and competing for them. The new way of gaining of accumulating customers is by being relevant to them. And Alan, see, social media is the best relevance tool that you can use, isn't it?
It most certainly is, and it's not just as the distribution channel, but also as you're talking about the content. The content's got to be relevant, yeah. And the content in the form of a story. We're a nation of we love stories.
We love stories,
and we're a nation of storytellers. And so, when you can take your content and put it into the form of a story that's relevant to the customer, not just relevant to the customer, but that makes the customer the hero, not your company, not you, but you're making the client or the prospect the hero of the story, then you've got something that's almost unstoppable.
Alan, I need your website, please.
CMOTEMPS.biz.
CMOTEMPS.biz. We come back, Alan's going to tell us what an influencer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.